listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Evan.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. We are coming to you from Republic, which is a
not open yet,
which is a brand new restaurant that's going to be opening sometime this week. Probably by the time the show actually comes
I believe so. I think it opens on Tuesday.
So essentially tomorrow, this restaurant will be open. It is in the old Preston's Urban Pub, which we did a show from, or Sergeant Preston's, which was the iteration before that location, right at Seven Corners.
Yes.
Right across the street from the Town Hall Brewery. And what's the other one?
Bullwinkles. Yep, there's Bullwinkles. There is Matt's. No.
No. You're on the right track.
Yeah, there's like, something like that. Some shitty campus bar.
Right.
I do want to mention this show is historic in a couple ways.
Right.
It's the first time we've ever been to a place before it's actually officially opened.
Well, we're big time.
It's also the quickest we've ever returned to a physical location. Because we've done that before where we've gone to the same building before.
But it was last spring.
Yeah, and what was before that? It was Hell's Kitchen and Subo, and there was about a year and a half between them.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we've been doing this show a long time.
We have been doing this show.
When do I start getting paid?
As soon as I start getting paid.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. But yeah,
checks in the mail?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all PayPal nowadays, so, you know. So this is the quickest that we've actually done the turnaround on this.
So did we know at the time that Preston's was on its way out.
This is true.
But this is exciting. You know,
it is.
We're at a, what would you term this as, a friends and family night?
That is what it's technically called,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, and we're nor friends nor family.
I'm friends of friends.
You're friends of friends.
I'm friends of friends. Speaking of big time,
yeah.
I am friends with the sister of the owner.
Okay.
Who also owns Aster Cafe down on St. Louis, or St. Anthony, Maine.
Okay.
And the 318 restaurant or club. 318.
Maybe we should go to Aster Cafe next week.
We could. It's good. I've been there. I've been there a couple times.
Then we should do that. Then we have next week's show set.
Yeah, we're ready to go. We're a Matt O'Reilly marathon.
We're locked and loaded.
That's right. But yeah, this is the first brew pub. Now, they call it a brew pub.
Gastropub. I read gastropub.
Well, I thought it was a gastropub.
Yeah.
And when I was reading about it, they kept mentioning brew pub, but they're not brewing anything.
Yeah, exactly. But they're smoking things.
Well, yes, they're smoking things, I think it would be closer to a gastropub.
I agree.
It's a very, very nice, wide selection of beers.
It's an amazing selection of beers.
It'd be a tough sell to be a brew pub right across the street from Town Hall.
Yeah. That's not a good business move.
No. And then I just imagine it's Sharks versus Jets, you know, across, you know, on that intervening street.
I think this is actually a recruitment dinner.
Which color? What are the colors of the Jets?
I'm hoping for khaki.
I don't know why, but I think like the Sharks would be grays.
Yeah.
And the Jets would be blue, which in a weird way reenacts the Civil War, so that adds a whole other layer of meta analysis to it.
I'm going to go Crips versus Bloods here.
You're going to go Crips versus Bloods?
Yeah, red and blue.
Well, this place would probably be reds then.
Maybe it's the Latin Kings. They do have fish tacos on the menu.
They do. And guacamole.
Yeah.
That's almost racist. I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure it could be.
We're right there. It wouldn't be a Well-Fed Guide to Life unless it did have an element of racism to it.
A little dusting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A smattering.
It's innocent racism. You know, like when
it's not
like,
mean-spirited
racism. Like when a 4-year-old does it.
Right.
We're about the same intellect, and you're roughly the same penis size. So, wow. You know, it's all about the same.
Wow.
I said roughly. I gave you a benefit of the doubt.
Here's a reverse racism for you. My
you know, that's a stupid term, but I'll let you finish.
No, but it will make sense when I say it.
Okay.
So my cousin Taylor is 16 years old.
God, is she 16
she's
already?
She's 16 years old.
She hot? No, I'm kidding. Anyway.
You're a sick man.
I had to.
I nearly came across the table, actually.
I had to. I nearly came across the table, too. God damn. I'm on fire tonight. I don't know
it's
what
horrible.
It is.
Anyway. Her biological father is black, her mother is white.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this kind of reverse, you know, in talking to her a little bit about it, she has this kind of reverse racism in that she doesn't trust the really really black people.
Well, that's a common thing, though. Yeah. I've noticed that.
Like, she's like...
Oh, I shouldn't say a common thing, but I've heard of that.
She's like, Dave, I'm black, but I'm not the type of black where you can't look me in the eye black.
What? That's just wrong.
And that took me... That was like, oh my God, I'm totally related to you because I get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Secondly, that was completely racist, but I can't really say anything because you're half black, so you can kind of see.
No, you can say things. That's the thing.
I can't say something.
Well... So you have double indemnity because you got the race thing and then it's family.
Yeah.
So.
Keep in mind, I also have two adopted cousins from Korea as
That's
well.
That's how you do.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in forever.
I'm literally the only white person in my family.
Yeah.
And I have a Jew.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, so. It's very United Colors of Benetton at the old Bergen family reunion.
United Nations.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Anyway, that was a hell of a side
trip. Yeah, but
what are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I went with the Dirty Bastard. It's the Founders Scotch Ale, Founders Michigan Brewery. This place has a relatively common phenomenon. Thank you. In terms of their beer selection, it's primarily Midwest and Europe. Particularly Midwest and Germany.
Yeah.
Which makes sense being
a
beer place.
I have to wear the sunglasses.
Yeah, you're getting the laser beam of doom.
Pretty much.
You've got the standard local people like Flat Earth.
Surly.
We got Fulton. But then you got Furthermore from Wisconsin. You've got Founders from Michigan. Pretty much the only real... There's a couple of Californians. You got Ace Pear and 21st Amendment.
Yep.
And Lagunitas is here. I didn't see them before. But for the most part, it's Midwestern and then a handful of German stuff. You got Kolsch, Polaner, Warsteiner. You know, kind of the... And I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but whatever.
You did okay.
Well, thank you. And then they've got a wine selection that's kind of from all over the place, as one would expect. But it always seems to be close and very far away. Like, that seems to be the two.
Maybe
two
near
levels.
And far?
Near. If you want to go Grover on it, you can.
I'm keeping with the Jim Henson thing, because he died. He actually died 21 years ago today.
He did.
I did. He did. Well, I died a long time ago.
Yeah, well, yes. We all died a little bit
yes,
when Jim Henson died.
He died 21 years ago today.
Wow. As we record this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this...
We're going to try to work in as many buffer references as possible.
If you're listening to this, you've missed the anniversary.
This is not helping.
No. You want to switch?
No. If I duck down like this, I can actually see your face.
But
if
why would
if
you
I
want to
up,
do that?
I'm screwed. You're pretty.
I just shaved. So I'm somewhat,
I can tell.
I'm somewhat groomed.
I can... What was that like... Like 3 or 4 days ago?
No, it was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
Like
I didn't.
Sasquatch.
I didn't shave. I just did a clipper.
You were like a mountain man.
No, I just clippered this shit.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you're like a mountain man.
Okay.
But
I'll take credit for that.
Here's the thing. You're like a mountain man, but it's spotty.
Yeah, mountain man under puberty.
Exactly.
Well, I'm the mountain man where the individual hairs are thick like bulls.
Yeah.
But there's like four of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it kind of ruins the effect a little bit. Why are we talking about this?
I
anyway,
have no idea. But I thought it's an intriguing tap menu. They don't.
It's all on tap. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, the only other thing they have is Pabst, Hams, and Miller Lite.
Because you are on campus.
Right.
And cheap.
Cheap, really cheap.
Cheap. I mean, Pabst, $3. I mean, that's not.
Hams, $2.
$2.
I might just get a Hams just for the show. Yeah. Shits and giggles.
I haven't had Hams since Halloween 2006. It's sad that I even remember that. But the reason why I remember that is because it was served to me at a Halloween party by a man dressed as the Hams Bear.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's one of the better Halloween costumes.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. It was basically just a Canadian guy in a bear outfit, but, you know, it counted.
Cool.
I'm tired.
It was doable a little extra, too.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh.
But having been here, no, we didn't go when we did the Preston show.
Yeah.
We did not go inside.
No, we're outside.
But it's hard to do a private party on a patio.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, so we're inside, and I haven't been in this place since it was Sergeant Preston's before it got all classy.
Right.
And so I don't know how much they've changed since Preston's, but from Sergeant Preston's, night and day. I mean, it's very gastropubic. You mentioned at the beginning, it actually reminds me a lot of Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bare painted wall. You know, pretty much bare painted walls. You got large beer oriented art.
High ceiling,
kind of a factory ish kind of vibe to them. Thick. What's it called? Canvas curtains.
Yeah.
Some sort of fabric.
Yeah.
It goes a long way to keeping the noise decent.
I agree.
Where you feel, you know that you're in a place, but you know with it being big open ceilings and big open rooms. I mean,
right.
It keeps the noise down. I think. Well, I'm digging the art. I gotta say, they got a couple big installations. I think is the technical term.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of collage art with various beer labels.
I get that there's... I like the color in here.
Uh-huh. A lot of dark reds.
It's a lot of dark... But I would probably gone with a darker red.
Okay.
And I don't know if I would have painted the ceiling. Because it just looks like... If you're doing a gastropub, I kind of want like a draw... You could have lowered it by about a foot. You did like a metal drop-in ceiling, like a faux copper.
I've been watching a lot of HGTV lately.
I've been watching an amazing amount of HGTV lately. You would be shocked.
I know I would.
And offended, actually.
Wow. You know, we finally actually used our TV for TV.
Yeah.
Last week.
How was that?
For the first time in 2 months.
Since foregoing cable.
Yeah. We just did it to watch the weather when there was tornado warnings in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know what I'd do without HGTV. Yes.
We all had that phase in our life.
I'm definitely at that phase, heavy into that phase right now.
And no, we were talking about this on the way down.
Yeah.
How, you know, you are not on Facebook.
Right.
And it's been, you said, over about a year?
It'll be a year next month.
Okay.
An entire year without Facebook.
Okay. Proud of you. Not really, but, you know, whatever.
I know you care.
No, I don't, really.
What do we think of the view, gentlemen? It sounds like
it's good.
Kind of know your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, don't give us that
one. Yeah. Can I get a flat earth?
The flat earth? Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes. What was I saying? Oh, okay. But you're saying you don't miss it at all?
Not
but granted, you're an antisocial son of a bitch.
Well,
you are.
Point. No, but, no, but to a point. But here's the thing. Just at work, the amount that I haven't used it, how much more stuff I've gotten done, and how much better at my job I've gotten.
See, and here's...
And that might also be, you know, maybe I've just matured a bit over the last year or so.
Okay.
But probably not.
Probably not, no.
I'd like to think so. But
see, to me, excelling at your work is the first step toward dying.
You are a downer.
No, it's just
I enjoy getting paid more. I enjoy getting raises on a semi-annual or annual basis.
So do I.
Right. So I work hard at my job. When I'm at my job, I focus on my job.
I couldn't do that.
I know, because you have this to run.
Well, that, I just, even if I wasn't doing this.
No, I like my job.
Here's the shitty thing.
Right.
And this will just make you really upset, given your rant earlier. So I had today off, so today's not a good example. Last week, 40-hour work week.
Yeah.
I think I maybe put an hour and a half of actual work in.
See, I can't.
And it has nothing to do with me. It's just there's so little for me to do because we're in this kind of awkward phase right now at work.
Get some guacamole.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Jeez.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the guacamole, dude.
Yeah, thanks for the cheese. To be fair, it's not our normal, our guy. I think we're on our fourth server at this point. Which, again, it's a friends and family thing, so this isn't, we're not in prime time at this point yet, but.
Not quite ready for prime time.
No.
That is a massive amount of blue cheese. If I try to eat that whole thing, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. Those glazed beetles you have on your thing there too.
I believe it's like a great confit.
No, those are glazed beetles.
Are they?
They look like it.
All right.
So you have the guac already.
Oh, good.
It's okay. It's not very citrusy, which for me is important.
Would you like me to bring out some lemon?
Johnny on the spot. Yes, that'd be excellent. Thank you.
Wow.
I think she's figured it out.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I don't mind.
The ruse is up.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. You know, the texture's good. The avocado is obviously very fresh. The bits of it are good. It's missing a brightness that I like in guacamole.
I would have gone with lime.
What was it?
I would have gone with lime.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like correcting her when she's offering us free stuff.
No.
You know?
If I try to eat all those blue cheese, I'm literally going
to
die.
You want me to have some of your damn blue
Absolutely.
Cheese?
Absolutely.
Okay. God. Big baby.
Don't take the whole thing.
Well, I'm...
Flat Earth Easter.
Thank you. Go ahead. Grab it right
there. Excellent. It's a citrus
awesome.
Platter. Thank you. I'm making a damn mess of myself.
You are.
That is interesting blue cheese.
It's almost a green cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very green.
It has that... A kind of acidic blue cheese flavor. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
but
extremely good. I will give them demerits on the ratio of bread to cheese, though.
That's that's
like you get 3 pieces of cheese for a slab of cheese, or 3 pieces of bread for.
Mm-hmm. What's going on over there?
A mess is what's going on here. All right. God damn it. We've now added the lime and the coconut. Sorry, I had to.
Kind of disappointed in you right there.
I don't know why you'd be disappointed.
No more than usual.
Yeah, it should really come as no shock. The lime goes a long way with this guac. Again, I give them a passing on the guacamole. I've had better.
First night.
It is first night. Yeah, and, you know, in all of our opinions tonight, you should make sure that you know that.
The grain of salt is in play.
That's right.
I will have a harder time giving it lower marks, simply because it is a friends and family night.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the unabashed reviews that we've given to places that I've really disliked on the first go-around.
Uh-huh.
That literally is a really fucking big piece of.
Yeah, that I mean that's that is a slab about an inch by 3 inches by 2 inches. That is 6 cubic inches of cheese. Although, given what we were saying before about the prices,
mm-hmm.
knowing that that is a
What is this?
The $7 cheese plate. And that's at least $7 on just cheese.
At least.
I don't know how they're making any money on that. Because you're definitely getting your money's worth out of it. They do skimp on the bread a little bit, but yeah.
Probably be able to ask for more bread.
Probably.
The roasted grapes are an interesting...
Is that what they are?
The roasted grapes. And it's an interesting contrast. Because they have the overt, very acidic blue cheese.
Let me hit that.
And then you have the really, really sweet, almost really intense sweetness of the roasted grape.
You know, that does work really well together. Wow.
Like, surprisingly well. Like,
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't expect it. Like, when you said it came with grapes, I was like, okay.
Sure, why not?
Right. But yes, I need more bread post-haste.
Well, if you want, you can steal my chips. Because weirdly enough, the guac with the blue cheese actually kind of works.
What?
Yeah.
The thing is, the cheese plate is big enough for about four people to split.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if it came with more bread, you'd probably raise it another dollar to
bread surcharge?
Yeah, basically. You know, bread charge.
It's good bread.
Yeah.
No, I'll give them that. So you went to your first farmer's market this week?
Of the season.
Of the season, yeah.
Went to the Minneapolis farmer's market.
Which is where?
That's at Glendale, kind of over by Target Field, which is would be the west side of downtown Minneapolis. Very western edge of downtown Minneapolis. Basically underneath the bridge.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever gotten your car towed in Minneapolis, you know where this is.
I've never gotten my car towed. Have you?
Oh, plenty of times. There was a month I got it towed 3 times.
Doesn't that get expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you stop parking your car there?
It was for various reasons.
Okay.
It was many years ago, back when I was still in school.
Okay.
I was young and stupid. Now I'm just old and stupid.
Exactly. How much does that change?
Just the old part.
It's basically underneath the bridge. It's a large farmer's market. And when you kind of find it, you're like, holy shit, there's a freaking farmer's market here.
Mm-hmm.
It does
have a bit of a Lost World quality to it. It's like, holy crap.
Pretty much.
You weren't expecting, you know, this there.
Darby Land. I've never gone this early in the season, but kind of what I'm wanting to do this summer is try to hit up the farmer's market a bit more and use a lot more fresh ingredients. You know, stuff that's in season and kind of work my way through the seasons. That being said, not a whole lot in season right now.
No, it's a little early.
I basically was confined to, and I did not buy a whole lot. I bought some fresh asparagus, which is in season. I bought some fresh tomatoes, which are not in season, but it was
here,
but it was from a local grower that was growing them in a greenhouse.
Mm.
So I'll allow it. And then I bought some fresh chives, which are in season.
I guess I never think of herbs as having a season.
There are. But I did look online, and this is the season.
All right, then.
I did a little bit of prep work before I went.
Good.
Now, it's also the first time I've ever gone to a farmer's market alone. Usually go with family or friends or whatever. And I was surprised at how much more I enjoyed it. And was able to get in and out of there quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Those farmers markets, for the large part, especially something like this size, is awfully busy.
Yeah.
And especially...
How many stalls would you say?
Over 100.
Okay.
150 maybe?
Just to get people at home.
Yeah. About 150, I'd say. That being said, people are selling hard goods, like maybe some homemade jewelry or pottery or anything like that. That's going to be there year round, and they're almost year round. They basically have a lull from December to April,
AKA the dead times.
When November and December roll around, they're selling Christmas trees.
Oh.
Which would be an awesome place to go get your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But right now, stalls that are normally taken up as you roll into July and August, that are normally going to be taken by, produce, are all flowers.
Yeah. We've got the Nicollet Mall Market opened 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And yeah, that seems to be a lot of what's around right now is flowers. Although
an amazing array.
The Roasted Chestnut Man is there in Nicollet Mall.
That sounds dirtier than probably would have been.
I would never in a million years buy them because I don't like nuts. But goddamn, is that awesome. Coming out, waiting for the bus, and just that waft of roasted cinnamon and, that
would be good.
Oh, I'm sure it would be, but I like I said, I don't like nuts, so.
So it's an interesting cross-section, and it'll be interesting to see how it develops through the time, because I'm going to try to hit one kind of every other week. I'm not just going to stick with the Minneapolis Farmers Market, even though that, to me, is the largest kind of the Cadillac of farmers markets, if you will.
Well, sure, they'll be happy to hear that.
You have the St. Paul Farmers Market, which is downtown St. Paul. To me, that's a little less accessible. It's harder to get to. It's smaller.
Yeah.
You also have farmers markets like... where you have municipal, for lack of a better term, farmers markets. I know Savage, Minnesota, which is near our hometown, does one every Sunday, a really limited time schedule.
I was going to ask you, is there a big suburban farmers market kind of scene?
There is. There's one in Maple Grove that's quite large as well.
Really?
That I'll
probably
be able
to grow
up
though.
Yeah. That I'll be hitting up as well. But try to work my way around and see how the products develop over the season. Yeah, and kind of work with those ingredients as the summer rolls on as well. So.
I do have to comment on something real quick. As much as I was kind of middling on the guacamole,
you destroyed it.
I am now scraping it off the sides of the bowl.
I'm sad you didn't like it.
I clearly hated it.
Now we used the chips to kind of whittle down the blue cheese, and we still have a considerable block left.
Well, I do have a burger coming. Maybe you can crumble some of that on there.
I have the sausage.
You have the sausages.
But that's a sizable block of blue cheese.
But the advantage it has is really good.
Yeah.
That is quality blue cheese.
And I can't tell if maybe I just have been sitting in the sun so long. That is kind of a blue hue to it. Or maybe it's just the color in here.
No, that it's a blue green.
A seafoam?
I'd give you that.
The seafoam cheese.
That just sounds disgusting.
It really does, actually.
Yeah. Just cheese and foam should never go together. So I revisited
Oh yeah, go on. Actually, I'm gonna keep that.
Good?
Well,
okay.
I'm gonna keep that for the sausages there.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Perfect. Revisited Gastos on Saturday.
Now, if you're looking for a good listening, or if you just want to listen to somebody die slowly, I implore you to revisit our Gastos show. We'll post it in the show notes this week.
We will.
How is it when you're not drunk and both food and beer drunk there?
I wouldn't say I wasn't either.
Okay.
In this particular case, I don't know if you can actually leave Gastos
in a
somewhat inebriated state. When there were a couple friends of mine and the fiance, of course.
Yeah.
And of the people that had been there, there were six of us, and I think I was the only one who'd ever been there. So the other people I was with weren't really ready for the quantity of food they were going to be getting.
Oh, idiots. How could you not know? There's a guy playing the accordion when you walk in.
He was there. And as one of my party members pointed out, is it awkward that he's Jewish?
He's kind of a slave at that point, isn't he?
Well,
kind
of, yeah. You know. But the really awkward thing is we went fairly late on Saturday night.
Okay.
So it's right as the restaurant itself was closing.
Okay.
But the bar down below, Mario's Keller Bar, that was just starting to ramp up.
Okay.
So there were very few people in the restaurant part of it. So said accordion guy and also the random Bavarian old guy walking around telling stories and singing.
Okay.
He had very few tables to which to gravitate.
Yours being one of them.
Yeah, so we got several helpings of the accordion.
You can never have too much accordion, or can you?
Did this push the
accordion boundary?
This wasn't too bad, but it was more just like, it was there for multiple songs.
Okay.
You know, so.
Accordion guy or singing guy?
Accordion guy.
Or storyteller.
The singing / storyteller guy, he was there back and forth, but I forgave him because he has one of the big Kaiser helmets.
I'm surprised you didn't buy it off of him.
He let me wear it though. So there's a picture of me on Facebook, which you would see if you weren't such an antisocial prig. There's a picture of me in a Kaiser helmet holding a large beer.
I have a good mental image. I'll live off of that.
So we finished up dinner. We all had appetizers.
Which appetizers there are not appetizers?
Yeah, I had their bratwurst appetizer. It was three bratwursts.
How did you eat a meal?
Plus a side.
What, did you have a meal on top of it?
No.
Okay.
No, we each had our own appetizer.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Heather had the traditional German menu of shrimp.
Did it have sauerkraut on it?
No. I believe it was a lemon.
Okay. I'll allow it.
But she dug it. And I think we're going to, next time her parents are up,
yeah.
Which will be here in about 2 weeks, because it's Heather's birthday coming up.
Okay.
We'll probably end up going there. I finally ventured down to the Keller Bar, which I was once again reminded why I don't go to bars on Saturday nights.
Really? You're reaching across the table.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just, that's how I'm propping myself.
Like, you want to hold your hand?
It's got nothing to do with you. First off, Mario's Keller Bar, it's a poke bar. It's a bar in the basement of a German restaurant,
right.
So it's a poke bar.
Right.
I've never seen more clubbed up skanks.
Really?
Like, literally.
I didn't mean to, like, say that, like, interested, like, really?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
No, it was a little shocking, to be honest. It was like, do people know where you are? Yeah, so you have girls in full club ho gear. Poking.
Getting a drink on them?
Yeah, exactly. It was, also, three black guys in the entire place.
Okay.
And one guy was going, and one of them was going on a long, loud rant as to which of his many women he was, quote, banging tonight.
Are those hoes?
He did not say hoes. He did not say hoes.
Are they bitches?
I don't know anymore.
Okay.
It's all confusing. And then there was another guy, not a black guy, just another guy, got the Bluetooth headset on in the club. It's 600 decibel polka.
No, is it full-fledged polka?
Yeah.
And so there is it a polka band or is it polka?
There was polka DJing, and then right when we left, the band had actually started.
Okay.
So that was kind of a crazy experience because like you don't expect the meat market kind of bar. When there's polka playing, you just don't.
Yeah, that's like when I've been around polka ing. That's like the last thing I'm trying to do is hit on women.
It's because you're smart.
Like, period.
Yeah. But then we decided we're gonna have a boot.
The Das Boot.
The Das Boot. So we got a boot. Which was easier to take with six people than it was with two.
Oh my god. I still am amazed we're able to do
that. I'm good for right now.
Alright. You just let me know.
Alright. She's friendly.
She's happy to be here.
Yeah, apparently.
Happy to have a job.
But you know what's funny though? Going back to that show, the show that we did.
Yeah.
We made the same mistake on that show that we did on Saturday.
Really?
Where we got a Hefeweizen.
Can't do that.
Don't do a Hefeweizen when he comes in a 2-liter boot.
Do something like...
Do something light.
Like a Coors Light. It just seems sacrilegious.
Yeah.
It, but...
Do an amber. Do something.
Do something that's
not
extremely
easy
to drink.
Not a wheat beer.
Nothing heavy.
No.
Or hoppy.
Yeah. God, no. But I was not in charge of the ordering, so...
You don't want to do a pale ale. It will kill you.
You will just die.
A pale ale will wreck your day.
Yes. But we finished the boot. You know?
Well, as you should. I mean, if the two of us were able to do it, then absolutely
six of you
should have, you know, destroyed them.
Yeah, we had no real problems. We had several, you know, party drinkers.
Okay.
So that was not a problem. But it was kind of a surreal experience because... It was, you know, when we did that, we were sitting at a table.
Yep.
And in flagrant violation of the tradition, we did put it down on occasion.
No, we never got that. I always set it on my hand.
I don't remember. That might be cheating.
No, because I made the effort to do the beer, which is a good thing because I was driving.
Yeah.
And then we both ordered the meterwurst. The meterwurst. And you polished it off. I
wouldn't say I polished it off. I did work some.
You did do work some. You did do
one
work.
One does not polish off a cubic yard of beef.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's cubic or not, but...
No, 3 feet of sausage.
Yeah.
It was a yard of... It was a meter. Well, how much is a meter?
39 inches.
How many... Yeah. So essentially 3 feet.
It's a little more than 3 feet. It's 3 feet, 3 inches. Whoa.
Rounding, thank you.
You didn't know. Don't pretend.
I did too.
Don't claim rounding when you just don't know.
Dare you, sir?
Yeah.
But I did most of the work on that beer.
Yeah, you did.
Because I had to hold it while you were. And what am I going to do while you're
just dying in front of you?
The thing is with the boot, it's unrelenting. It just does not stop. Like you think you make like good progress, like you're at the top of the sock.
Yeah.
And you. It's just...
It's 2 liters.
Yeah.
Which, when you look at it, a 2-liter bottle of soda doesn't seem like much.
Right. When you get... By the time you get down to, the footy sock...
Yeah.
The footy sock size, it's all warm at that point.
Yeah. It's warm and sudsy.
Yeah. Warm and sudsy. And mostly, you and the other person spit.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. No problem.
But it was kind of exciting because... Here's a good restaurant service quiz for you.
Okay.
Okay. So, you call a place at 4:00.
Okay.
And you ask them, "Hey, we've got a party at 6:00. Do you guys take reservations?" And they say, "No, we don't take reservations on the weekend," which is retarded, but you know, whatever. But if you call a half hour ahead of time, you know, we can put you on the list. and so then you just work through, you know,
you listen in quotations.
Exactly. You know, we'll put you on the waiting list, and then, you know, normally by then it cleared up. You know, okay, fine. We're meeting people at said place at 8:30 or at 8 o'clock. No, it was 8:30. It was 8:30. Called them at 7:45. And I said, hey, what's your wait for a table for six? They said 2+ hours. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. I called earlier and said you could put us on the list. And she's like, yeah, sure, what's your name? You know, all this stuff. So I put the name on the list. 9:30 rolls around. We are now 15 minutes before the 2-hour mark. I have not had dinner yet. So I'm crabby. Show up at this place. Say, hey, my name's Evan. Called about 6:45 or 7:45. We put ourselves on the list. Oh, we gave your table away.
Oh, of course it is.
Because even though you can call a half hour early and they can tell you it's a 2-hour wait, they only keep your spot on the list for an hour.
That's nice of them to tell you that.
Yeah. So, exhibit several dozen in the lamification of Psycho Susie's. I was very, very disappointed.
I don't get it, the lamification of Psycho.
I don't know how I feel about them now since they've moved.
Are you still having your...
We probably will, but, you know, and like I said, the food has largely unchanged.
Right. It is...
I am amazed at how fast the clientele has changed.
Yeah.
It's much more suburban, much more families, and late at night, very clubby.
Yeah.
You know, I was shocked.
It's unfortunate.
It kind of is. And part of me feels like that's lame for me thinking that because, you know, I was Northeast and, you know, and already, and I knew what it was before,
right.
And I don't like change and things like that, but it's like 2-hour waits.
That's
like
nuts.
even in the old place, which was like a fourth the size.
It was never more than
that. It was never that bad. Okay, and I just want to know, what is there some douchebag email list that everyone was notified that they moved?
I think
everyone is showing up? Because the old Psycho Susie's, you got your tattoo chicks, you got your rockabilly people, you got the occasional kind of hip person. You never got the pop collar and the club hoe.
But at what point does it explode and implode on itself? And it doesn't have anything to do with what it was before.
What do you mean?
Well, what was the place? It was there.
Gabby's?
Does it have anything to do with the fact that the clientele at Gabby's was Bob Collar and Hood Rat?
Oh, was it? I don't
know. Okay. Well, I've only read, you know.
You've written books.
Well, I've never been there.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was not a pleasant place, you know. It was a club. And,
that is an interesting theory.
You know, does it have anything to do with you know, that same clientele wanting to go someplace that they know, but they don't know? And I think that the more you... It was too big of a space to begin with. You know, I would have been happy if they, you know, maybe got a little bit into a slightly larger place.
Uh-huh.
But that... I mean, compare the two sites, you could fit three of the old locations into that.
Well, the patio, the current patio is as big as the old location.
Yeah. I mean, that's just nuts.
Cheddar burger and some sausages.
Thank you.
Right around there is going to be your raisin mustard.
Awesome.
So good.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Enjoy. All righty then. I was getting a little worried, I'll be honest.
I'm not going to lie. You was on.
So food has arrived. I went with the high class bacon cheeseburger. They've got three kinds of burgers here. A very oily bun, I'll give them that. They've got a garlic burger with a garlic confit, tomato and aioli, which could be okay. A red wine reduction in brie, which is very fancy. And then they have an aged cheddar, bacon, and caramelized onion, which is a little more normal. Give them credit, the most expensive one is the red wine reduction. That's a $9 burger, which is pretty reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable.
One thing I do like in here is all of their burgers, you have the option of either grass-fed beef or wild turkey. Or Wild Acres turkey, not wild turkey. So health-conscious, whatever, you got options, which I like. And I'm surprised more places don't do it, because it's not that much harder to make a turkey burger.
It is an interesting bun.
It is.
Have you looked at the bottom?
No.
It's kind of an odd shaped bottom as well.
Well,
go figure.
I'm used to that. Yeah. So you got a pile.
I had the local sausage plate with roasted potatoes and a mustard, and that's literally all it says on the menu. Local sausages, roasted potatoes and mustard. Potatoes are good. The sausages, what I've had so far, have been good. Now, again, this is going back to the benefit of the doubt. We did wait quite a long time for what we got.
Yeah, it was about 45 minutes.
Yeah. But it was good. However, my first few bites have been cold.
Mmm.
So that's a little bit of a down. It's kind of a mix. Like, I don't know if my next bite's going to be hot or cold.
Okay.
Which is interesting. But again, benefit of the doubt, but not open yet. It's what looks to be a bratwurst and a smoked sausage. I've got purple potatoes and Yukon Gold potatoes that are very, very tasty. These are hot and very good. They have a purple soda here. Over your right hand, over your left hand shoulder. The next table.
That is an extremely purple soda.
Yeah, I figured before you order anything, you probably want to at least try that.
Yeah, that might be good. You know what? I'll laugh if I'm right. Mm-hmm. But just looking at it in the glass, mm-hmm. I bet you that's Goose Island. Probably. I bet you that's a Goose Island grape.
It's served with a raisin mustard.
This is your sausage, by the way.
The sausage.
Not the grape soda.
No. It's served with a raisin mustard that is amazing.
Really?
Like, take a little top and put out a little bit on your burger. What do you think of that?
That is...
That's really good.
Yeah. That's it's interesting. I think it would go better with your sausage than it did my burger.
Right.
Because the raisin doesn't really work with the cheese.
Well, here, I'll serve you up a little sausage.
The bun on this, as we were talking about there, this is a really intriguing bun, and I wish I knew more about it. It might be, but it's sweet. It's got like almost like a sugar glaze on top of it.
Maybe like almost like a Hawaiian bun?
Maybe. I mean, that might be what it is. And, you know, if I have to comment on their actual menu at all, very low information menu.
Yeah.
Which, for this area, like in the write-ups that I've seen for this place, they talk about putting a high-class place in near campus, wanting the crowd to be more sophisticated than your average college kid, which I totally get, and I think this place could go a long way in culturifying those, college kids. But you need information. You need to know what you're having so that you know what is good.
I think that's where Town Hall does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just directly across the street. You know, they're not going to blow anybody away with their food.
Yeah.
But the food is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You know, it's decent food. But it's not unfamiliar to the college palate, if you will.
Yep.
Where you're out classifying your clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Your base clientele.
Yeah. Mm.
The smoked sausage has got some stank on it.
Does it?
Yeah, it is a good spice, but it is spicy.
Huh.
Not like chorizo spicy, but...
You made me a fork.
And I've eaten it twice.
And then you've eaten it. All right,
I got it.
Give
me your fork.
Here, yeah. I'm almost done with my burger. Especially for an $8 burger.
Yeah.
It's damn good. The beef is good. It's a good consistency, good flavor. Did you put the thing on it?
I did. Ooh. Well,
yeah.
It's got some stank on it.
It's got a little bit of stank on it. Anyway, back to my burger. You know, the beef is good. The cheddar is fantastic. The bacon is perfect for it's perfect burger bacon. You know,
it is in-house smoked.
It is in-house smoked.
Yeah.
It's a good thickness. Because you don't want you don't want breakfast bacon on a burger. You want a little thicker, a little less cooked. And they do that right. The caramelized onions are...
Very good, thank you.
Caramelized onions on this are really good and really sweet. I think they caramelized them in something. Maybe I don't want to say like a white wine, but something with a little bit of fruit taste. Because it
might be white wine.
It might be white wine, I don't know. It'd be a sweet white wine. It would be like a Riesling or something like that. But the caramelized onions is very, very sweet, which works well with that smokiness of the cheddar and the bun, because the bun is again more of that sweetness. So you get that a nice interplay. It's an extremely good burger.
Good.
So I'm very pleased with it.
I'm not a big potato guy. These are really awesome potatoes. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, this has got, like, extremely good flavor, and I want to keep eating them. Like, usually potatoes, to me, are kind of a cast-off. And I think we've gone over this before. Uh-huh. It's just not a highlight for me. It's kind of like, they're there. These are really good flavor. They're hot. The doneness is really, really good. You know, it's got kind of that crispy outside, but the soft and warm inside.
Nice. That was impressive, sir. I'm just laughing at you at this point.
Sorry.
No, that's good roasting. Because roasting can go from good to bad really quickly.
Now, have you ever had a purple potato before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Unlike you, I like potatoes. So I've been all over the map in that regard.
Love purple potatoes. That's kind of a nice, like, you know, you got the Yukon Golds, which are awesome. Like, if you're gonna cook with a potato, cook with a Yukon Gold, for crying out loud.
It's a Cadillac potato.
It really is. They almost did these Jacques Pepin style.
Ooh, la-di-da. No,
but you cook the potato beforehand in a chicken stock, and you keep adding chicken stock until you basically start with, let's say you start with 3 pounds of potatoes, and you have, you know, 6 or 7 cups of chicken stock.
Okay.
You basically start with like half of that chicken stock.
Yeah.
And you wait till that reduces all the way down, and you keep adding chicken stock and just keep reducing it until the potatoes are absorbed all of that chicken stock. Once that's done, you cut them and then you fry them up. So you have that nice kind of moistness of chicken flavor.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't sound that crazy.
No, especially when you think of McDonald's actually used to do a very similar thing. No, I'm
worst segue ever.
No. For a long time, you know, part of the reason why McDonald's fries are as famous as they are is because for a long time they were cooked in beef tallow.
Yeah.
You know, which is a similar kind of idea where you're imparting extra flavors into it. Granted, it also made them about 700 calories a fry. But, you know, so be it. So, unfortunately, due to the wait time on the food, we're running out of time on the show. So we can't really finish yet, but I think we're both far enough along where we can render a verdict.
I agree.
Service is obviously going to be all wackadoodle, you know, tonight. It's just the way it is. It's not
whack-a-mole.
Yes. Actually, on Netflix, I saw that they just added Rock-a-Doodle, if you remember that movie.
Mm.
Well, you had a deprived childhood. I want to order one, but we did not order one yet.
Yes?
Yeah, I'll take one of those grapes. One of those grape sodas.
Grape sodas.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, you got it.
You know, just as I was besmirching the service, I always thought they were psychic there for a second.
But again, grain of salt, they're not open yet.
Exactly, they're not open yet, and, you know, this is, they're still working the kinks out. Like we always say with you know, new restaurants, it always takes at least a couple of weeks to kind of nail down things like that. Exactly. You know, and in talking with some of the wait staff beforehand, it seemed like...
And I'll grab you some more water.
Excellent, thank you. It seemed like they were kind of as flustered as we were coming in here not knowing what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, so take that with a grain of salt. However, once the food arrived...
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Game on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was, like I said, that was a fantastic burger.
Mm-hmm.
And again, good prices. I mean, that's a thing that will put this place, you know, give this some staying power.
They are priced correctly for their clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily do date night here.
Yeah, that's Goose Island.
Easily do, if you're a student, you can easily do date night.
Hell
no,
yeah.
No problem.
I mean, almost all the entrees are, you know, under $10. They do have some steaks, which are a little more expensive, but you kind of expect that. They've got a couple good vegetarian recipes. In fact, they've got an asparagus and bell pepper sandwich.
Really good.
Which could be very good. I'm not a big asparagus guy, but I'm willing to try it because they have those delicious caramelized onions that I had in my burger. Never mind. They do have something that's kind of like a Cuban here. It's a slow roast pork with a pickled jalapeno and a cherry compote on a baguette, which could be pretty awesome. But you know, they've got some salads. They've got, and their small plates I think are really nice because, you know, they've got a couple of these that are like $4 or $5.
Yeah.
You know, that guacamole that we had, $5. I mean, that was very good for that.
You're going to be able to get a lot of food. You know, mm-hmm. If you're coming here with a group, you're going to be able to get a lot of food
mm-hmm.
for not a lot of money.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and they've got a bunch of things here that are really intriguing to me. They've got, there were ricotta fritters,
mm-hmm.
Which we were trying to figure out what that meant. I think they're probably more like a cheddar biscuit.
Yeah.
You were thinking more of like a mozzarella stick or kind of a cheese stick, like a breaded cheese
yeah.
stick. Could go either way. In my favor, toward the biscuit theory,
yeah.
It comes with honey, which would make sense.
I'm thinking like a ricotta filled hush puppy.
Which would be awesome, but I just don't think that's what this is.
My heart hurts thinking about that.
But they have a Serrano ham, small plate, which is always good. They got a 5-spice barbecue ribs.
I did actually see there was another couple that got the Serrano ham
mm-hmm.
small plate. That's not a small plate, a ham. That came with like a half a ham. That looked like a quarter pound of ham.
Wow.
It was serious. Like, it was mounted
nice.
On the plate.
Nice. I mean, that's one of the more expensive ones, but I mean, yeah, and they got mussels, you know, which...
But expensive, $9.
Yeah.
If you paid for the charcuterie plate at Craftsman is like
$15. Yeah.
It was equal, if not more food.
Yeah.
No,
you're not going to get as wide a variety.
No, but you're going to get something that's good.
Exactly.
It's kind of gateway foodie. You know what I mean? You know, it's you're not gonna get like again. I have to go back to it. You're not gonna get the high end charcuterie,
no.
or anything like that. But you're gonna get some locally sourced ingredients. You're gonna get, you know, stuff that is both familiar and of high quality. You know, even like the mussels. You know, you're gonna get mussels pretty much anywhere, but you're not gonna get it with house smoked bacon
and garlic.
I mean, the 5-spice barbecue ribs, those sound good too. The whole, there really isn't anything on the menu that I would really turn my nose up to.
Yeah, I kind of want to try their steak salad. Yeah. This is a hanger steak with that bib lettuce, that awesome blue cheese,
yeah,
and a hard-boiled egg. Like, that's yeah, awesome.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm totally
sign
down.
Sign me up and shut me down.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
So, but you're right. I mean, I think this is going to do really well for people. Like, we're on the West Bank of campus. Mm-hmm. We're right across from the law school.
Yep.
And we're right across from Seven Corners, the student housing building.
Who's hitting a great client. They're hitting a great. They're really locked in at a good niche.
Mm-hmm. And you're within walking distance of the Metrodome.
Yeah. Assuming that it continues to be used for...
It'll still be used for at least a little while. But even if it's not, I mean, even if it's not used for, like, the Vikings, you know, golfers would probably, you know, be doing stuff there. You don't think that they wouldn't do the occasional game at the Metrodome?
The Gophers?
Yes.
They just built that brand new stadium.
I don't care.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
What?
You don't ever get to make any remark about sports ever again on this show.
Why was I allowed to before now?
No, you don't.
I know they built the new one, but I'm just saying.
Why would? Name one reason why they would ever do that.
Snow.
It doesn't snow for... A, they don't play any playoff games. That's number one. Number two...
See,
it has never snowed during the regular season.
You never know. Toads. What if it started raining toads?
Locusts.
Boils.
I will bet you $1 million they will never play at the Metrodome again. $1 billion. I'm not even kidding. I will bet you $1 billion that Metrodome will be torn down before they play another game there. $1 trillion.
No.
And my soul.
Well, I already have that. That's chump change. Regardless, I think it's a good location.
It is a great location.
You know, you're just off of 35. You're right across from a Holiday Inn, which is good for the traveling. You know, this is a great place to meet parents. You know, this location is
great place to mooch a meal off mom and dad,
and not feel too bad because you're not mooching that hard. You know.
You could give them the option. You know, you could go to the Chipotle next door or here.
Yeah, there's a macaroni grill. Or not macaroni grill, noodles. Noodles yeah. company.
Give them the option. They're probably going to go lean towards here.
Yeah. And again, great beer list. Mm-hmm. It's not super long. It's certainly not like a happy gnome or anything like that.
Bearing.
But there's enough variety where no matter what kind you're into, you can find something that you like and that's good.
And I think it's a nice variety from across the street where it's all in-house.
Yeah.
That I like that about Town Hall, but I don't like that about Town Hall.
Yeah, if you're not feeling the Town Hall variety.
And especially if you go there in the wintertime where they're all heavy beers.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes where, even if it is cold out, the last thing I want is a really heavy beer.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
I would say that it has great potential.
Absolutely.
And I wish it a lot of luck.
As do I. Hopefully they can survive. It is, again, tough economy. And
it is.
This will be...
But again, I think they're doing it right with the prices.
Yeah, they're doing
it right. I hate to keep bringing that up, but I mean, that is a major selling point for a place of this quality.
It is. It is very good. It's very good.
Oh, so. Grape soda went down the wrong pipe.
It is a Goose Island?
A what?
You think it is?
I'm almost positive it's a Goose Island. It's...
Well, how funny would it be if it's like Crush?
No, it's not Crush. Crush is more carbonated than that.
Sorry, I don't have as nearly refined of a
That's
soda
right. I'm a soda super taster.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there's a new one that just came out called Citrus Blast, which I think Coke does it. It's Squirt.
Is it Squirt or is it Surge?
No, it's not Surge.
Okay.
No, I know Surge.
What was Surge before that? Is it Vault? No, is it
no
Vault?
It's Vault now. Now, and before that, it was Surge.
Before that, it was something else.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
What were your thoughts on the food tonight?
It was awesome.
Very good. Very, very,
very good.
Good.
Awesome. Well, I like it. get this out of your way.
Can you settle a bet? Who makes this soda?
I will find out.
All right, very good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Of course, and is there anything else I can grab for you, sir?
I think we're good.
Just a check, I think.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a tab. We have a tab already started.
Oh, you just had your first 2 years from there, right?
Yeah.
Yep, he just transferred over.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
I hate to cause confusion, but anyway.
Chaos, panic, and disorder.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing about this place, there is a large and fairly inexpensive parking ramp across the street, which is helpful in this area.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Especially if you're coming in the evening.
Yeah.
It's expensive during the day, but if you're in after 6, that's really cheap.
Yeah.
It might be $2.
So, yeah.
So, yes, I absolutely give it the
it's absolutely worth a try.
Grain of salt. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
They're just opening up, and we're here before they open.
Mm.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah. But you know what? The small plates actually came out fairly quick.
Yes, it did.
So,
and it was nice that it kind of touched. If we had to wait that long for the main course, that would have been like...
That would have sucked.
That would have really sucked.
But you get this... I would say get a small plate in addition to that. Yeah. Because if you can certainly afford it.
Yep.
And you got a little time.
Yep.
You got a little buffer. So, anyway. Huge... I just want to quickly thank my friend Kate for getting us in.
Kate, the last name?
Kate O'Reilly.
All right.
Sister of the owner.
All right.
Who likes to go by Maddie, like Matt with a Y. But okay. To me, that's just overly familiar.
Okay.
Like, I can't call someone Maddie, like Johnny.
Either.
I can't do that if I don't know him.
It's okay.
Yeah. But anyway. But yeah, big thanks to Kate for pulling me in on this. And once again, I owe you one. Anyway. As always, we also want to thank our sponsor at HopChart.com for all of your beer cataloging needs. And they do have an iPhone app. I don't know if they have an Android app. I really should check that.
They definitely don't have a BlackBerry app.
They don't. No one has a BlackBerry app.
Nobody has anything cool for the BlackBerry.
No one likes BlackBerry.
It's racist. Including people that own BlackBerries.
Yeah. As always, we welcome you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, or Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. We're also on Foursquare. You can follow us there as we try to wrestle the mayorship of this place away from
Formica. It will be ours.
Away from Formica Dinette.
Damn you, Formica.
Well, she does have a special place in our well-fed heart because she is the person that was pictured in the bacon bra, if you remember that picture.
I don't.
Look it up. You'll find it.
You're going to be okay? You need a moment?
No.
I've
seen it. But anyway, I did the Foursquare. Yeah, Foursquare, well-fed guide to life. I do want to say, especially local listeners, if you aren't doing anything this weekend, May 21st and 22nd, Fancy Base Gangsters will be down at SpringCon at the St. Paul State Fairgrounds, the grandstand.
Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Minnesota State Fairgrounds. In St. Paul. That's what I meant. My words are all confused. It'll be our third year doing it. It's always a great time. Even if you're not really into comics, it's good people watching. There's a lot of cool artists there. And it should be an absolute fantastic time. Last I heard, there was over 220 guests this year.
Holy cow.
So if you can't find something cool to look at, you're just really not trying. But all the information for that is available on our website. FansBandsGangsters.com, and like I said, we'll be there both days, Saturday and Sunday, so come down and say hi. And there's, as a special incentive, there is a discount in our email newsletter.
So sign up for it.
So sign up for it. There's links on the main page to sign up for the newsletter, and if you do, there is discounts at SpringCon. So if you're going to be there, sign up for the newsletter, and you can get some cheap t-shirts. Anyway.
Now, the grape soda is made from, it's called Mini Soda, and it's a local...
I've heard the name, yeah.
Alternative, so there you go.
Right.
This is your check for the night. Gentlemen, it was just great to have you as
Thank
part
you.
Of our training night.
Thank
so you.
You
don't you can pay what you feel is fair for everything you got tonight. Service, food,
$4.
Exactly. No.
I got some
there
change in my pocket.
No tip.
No, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
you obviously pay what it's worth, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to screw it.
$1 tip.
50 cents. I did all the things. As always, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing to us, either through RSS or iTunes. Leave a review for us on iTunes. We always appreciate that as well. So on behalf of my good friend Dave, thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.